This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, our warming trend is underway after a couple of really quite cool days and still pretty chilly early this morning, though we'll shake that off in a hurry and it'll be a warm day today, topping out at around 80 degrees, but low humidity, so very comfortable. And we will once again see a sea breeze develop, so it will turn quite a bit cooler at the beaches by late this afternoon, a good drop of 10 degrees, if not more, and many places will be down into the 60s by 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. So keep that in mind. That'll cause quite a difference in range in temperatures from the beaches versus inland spots. Down into the mid to upper 50s tonight, as the warming trend continues, and only warmer the rest of the week. Low 80s for tomorrow, mid 80s on Friday. Now, we will introduce at least an isolated shower chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it doesn't look like much for most areas. The better chance will be near the Florida-Georgia border, and the highest risk would be Saturday afternoon. But even then, pretty widely scattered. South of Interstate 10, the rain chances will be even lower. It's largely a dry stretch coming up through the weekend, which is important, of course, for the Players. The golf tournament gets underway the next few days. It's still a practice round today, but lots of fans will be out there. And again, as I mentioned earlier, it's pleasantly warm, but with a pretty decent sea breeze at TPC Sawgrass this afternoon, temperatures will definitely be dropping off. So sunscreen, but also maybe a light jacket to have handy for late this afternoon and even early this morning if you're out bright and early. Now, each day will continue to get warmer for the players. The tournament underway tomorrow continues, of course, through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's that risk for perhaps an afternoon shower on Saturday, but I don't believe it really gets as far south as TPC Sawgrass. But that's something we'll keep an eye on. Otherwise, temperatures will be warming into the 80s, and the sea breeze becomes less prominent each day, so that by Saturday and Sunday, there won't be much of a sea breeze. And temperatures, even at TPC Sawgrass, get to at least 80, if not between 80 and 85 degrees. So it gets pretty warm. Temperatures that would be more similar for more typical of the middle of May, which is, of course, when the tournament used to be. And, I just don't see long-term delays as far as weather goes with the rain or storms. We did have a significant delay last year, but managed to still finish on Sunday. That would not appear to be the problem as we go through the next few days and into this weekend. There will be a Monday cold front. That one looks to bring some showers and a shot of, again, some pretty chilly air, which is nice for this time of year before we have a sustained warm-up, of course. That means we don't see cold fronts for a while. Still a ways away from that. And the other negative, of course, continues to be the pollen, with oak pollen raging right now, if you will. It's at its peak. So if you're uncomfortable, that's what it is. We should start to see perhaps some gradual improvement next week and certainly beyond that. So we're getting near the end, but right at the peak of the oak pollen season. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.